to the political cesspool known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the very special Political Cesspool 8th year anniversary broadcast and Halloween special, as it were, last weekend before Halloween, day after the day in 2004 when we first took the airwaves. I'm James Edwards. You're hearing from all the cast and crew tonight, the current hosting staff and production crew, their favorite behind-the-scenes moments, favorite guests, on-air experiences, behind-the-scenes recollections, and now joining me, very good friend of mine, Winston Smith, with the aid of a courtroom transcriptionist, is here without the benefit of his hearing on the air nonetheless. Marvel of modern science. Winston, welcome back, buddy.
Hi, James. It's great to be on, and happy birthday, Political Cesspool. Happy birthday, Political Cesspool audience. It's a great day to be a Political Cesspool associate, if you will.
Well, it is. You know, you look back, and it's a marvel that we made it this long, but yet here we are, 8 years, nearly to the day, yesterday would have been, and on the air. And, of course, Winston, the role you've played should be noted as a co-host, as a contributing member of the blog with your great articles, The Files of Winston Smith. You know, during those early days, we had somewhat of a musical chair with co-hosts, the original co-founder of the show, Austin Farley left, Jess Bonds left. You were brought on fairly early into the run back in 05, 06, and you've been with us ever since. So I'd ask you, my friend, best moments, favorite guests, behind the scenes, you name it. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, my favorite guest will always be Lieutenant Godfrey Dulias. He was the fighter pilot for Germany, a good man, an unusual man, if you will, a man who paid the price. He was shot down after becoming an ace in the Luftwaffe. And you know, I'm not here to talk the politics of Nazi Germany or anything like that. But I got to know Lieutenant Dulias, and I can tell you, he is a very fine man, a good man, and an honorable man, an honorable warrior. I enjoyed talking with him, and I always went away feeling better somehow. He was just upbeat about what he endured, and I wish we had more men like him. Let's see, most memorable moment? It still has to be the exorcist that you, James Edwards, made me interview.
I tell him that story. Tell him that story.
Oh, well, I was just on my merry way having a good old time one day, and James called me and said, "Hey, I got a favor to ask you. Can you host the show tonight? I got something going on. Can you do the show tonight?" I said, "Oh, sure, no problem." And he said, "Well, one more thing. Austin Farley has a friend who's an exorcist." and Austin kind of told him that he could come on the show. "Would you mind interviewing the exorcist?"
And it is Halloween, after all, so this is a good time to retell the tale.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it was very appropriate for Halloween. It wasn't at Halloween, but since, you know, we're approaching that day, this is a good story. But the man came on the show, and he actually performed an exorcism on Teddy Kennedy.
It must have killed him.
Well, maybe it did. Who knows? But the memorable part on the show, I will never forget the day I interviewed an exorcist.
Yeah, I'm hoping they don't sue us for that.
I even got the music from the Exorcist, Tubular Bells, and I played that before the man came on. And I was having such a hard time taking it seriously. I was learning the radio gig at the time, and so I tried to be professional. And
hey, this was within your first couple of months on the air.
Oh, say that again, James.
I was saying this was within your first month or two of being a co-host. So this was one of your first interviews.
You're right. It wasn't that far into it, and I thought, well, it can only get better from here. And sure enough, it has. I've been so happy to be involved with the political cesspool. I've been so happy to meet the people. You know, a while back, I started to write a blog article. I haven't done anything with it, but I was going to talk about why I hate being a political cesspool co-host. And one of the reasons I hate being a political cesspool co-host is because of the people with whom I have to deal. You know, I have to get involved in the lives of the likes of you know, Morris Deese and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and real scalawags, real rejects, people who have power who should not have it, people who are prominent who should not be prominent, people who are just downright evil. And in this line of work, we have to deal with those people. But then the best thing about being a political cesspool co-host is, again, the people with whom I deal. What can you say about Eddie the Bombardier Miller and about Keith Alexander and Pete Stanton? Yeah, James, you're okay too, but those other guys are great. And you know, we get to go on speaking engagements. Well, I don't do that anymore. I'd like to, but anyhow, when I was going out speaking on behalf of the cesspool, I got to meet our audience. And let me tell you, our audience is comprised of the most wonderful people you can imagine. They are generous. They are concerned. They are warm. Our listeners are the greatest bunch of people in the world, and I just love them to death.
Well, Winston, I want to thank you. We're coming up on a break. We have Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who's listened to every word you've said here. He's next up on deck as the parade continues. Art Frith, Sonny Landham, Bill Rowland already have appeared tonight. Sam Bushman, now yourself. Thank you, my friend, for the role you've played in the evolution of this show as we head into our ninth year of broadcasting, 8 years now have come and gone. The role you've played has been integral. Thanks for coming on tonight. We love you, buddy.
Don't go away, the political cesspool guys.
And we'll be back with more right after this.
Messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please don't understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
Don't let me be.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Available now. at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
No kidding, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you true. James Edwards Won't Lie to You. One of the greatest movies of all time. It came out in 1985. That was the theme song to the major motion picture Fright Night, starring Chris Sarandon as the vampire next door to Charlie Brewster, the boy who cried wolf. Well, he really was a vampire in this movie. It's a great movie. The incomparable Roddy McDowall, who has now gone on to receive his final reward. He played the character Peter Vincent, and they gave him that name from the early horror film legends, Peter Cushing and Vincent Price. Peter Vincent, played by Roddy McDowall. He was the vampire killer in that movie. One of my all-time favorites. Still to this day, it's a great movie for Halloween. It's a great movie for any time. If you can find it, the 1985 movie Fright Night. That was the song as we celebrate Halloween. In addition, it's a hybrid show tonight. We're celebrating Halloween. We're celebrating the 8th anniversary of TPC. All in one tonight. It's all happening at the same time. October 26, 2004 and October 31st of any year are always close together. And so here we are. And so we got the studio nominally decorated tonight. You'll see up there Eddie the Bombardier Miller, a ceramic that my grandmother painted. The grandmother that gave me the $20,000 bequest that gave birth to the show. She painted it. It's here, the little pumpkin up there. And, you know, my wife and I was carving pumpkins with my daughter a couple of days ago. Anyway, Eddie the Bombardier Miller is in with us tonight as the parade continues of current cast and crew reflecting on their favorite moments behind the scenes, on air or otherwise, favorite guests. Eddie, when you think about your time on this show, and again, as I say, during the early years, it was musical chairs. It started with me and Austin Farley, and Jess Bonds was the main co-host. Jess and Austin fell off, replaced by you and Winston and Bill Rowland, respectively. Keith Alexander later joined the crew, and now it's at the five that has been pretty steady here for the last few years, me and Keith and Bill and you and Winston. But you look back on the years, and you've been a co-host for the last five or six. You came on a couple of years into our run. Best memories, favorite moments? When I ask you that, what do you say?
God, James, there's been so many. We especially had a lot of just – it was just one memory after another we made out in the old radio station out in the bean field out there in Millington, Tennessee, when we were just – when we must probably had an audience of 500 when we started off. I love that when we used to go in there and fight the wasps and the snakes. And that's true, people. We used to
– we were talking about that earlier.
Oh. We fought wasps, snakes, you name it. They had everything out there. The only I guess the only thing that didn't happen to us, we didn't get sprayed by a skunk. I remember one night you came in there, and I cut all the lights off. We hide behind the door, and you came in there and jumped out and scared the bejesus out of you. I don't know if you remember that or not. But one thing, I wish Winston was still listening, because I got to get this in real quick. Like, within the first couple of months when I was on, we used to put an announcement out. We said, we'll interview anybody. We'll even interview Satan. If Satan, if you're out there, if you want to call in, hey, we'll give you a square deal. You know, make your case, but you're probably going to lose. But that Winston reminded me of that when he said he had to interview an exorcist.
You were going to interview Satan.
Yeah, I was going to interview Satan. I'd one up Winston. I surely was. I guess overall, we had a wonderful time. That time we did the karaoke out here when Peter Scoop Stanton was in town. You remember that, James?
Well, he's going to call in next. He's going to talk about that.
Oh, great. Sure. That was great. Probably my favorite thing that we ever did was that night we all went down to the Gold Strike Casino and let it all hang out. I had $1,400 worth of comps. Everybody in cesspool and otherwise, we went down there and had a marvelous time. I mean, we just ordered everything under the sun because we had to use those comps up. I mean, what did we get? I think Winston got, 13 desserts. But
I was going to say, you know, Eddie had all these comps because Eddie was the high roller. So he treated the entire staff to this. We had this private dinner at the best steakhouse in Mississippi, and there was like an organ grinder and a monkey, and they caught Winston's dessert on fire. They were making a dessert, and they had like a guy in a turban come in. He was blowing fire. He swallowed knives and sliced and diced. He caught Winston's food on fire, and he put the food on Winston's plate. And it was anyway. I don't know, folks. If you weren't there, you couldn't understand it. But I think we've had a lot of, you know, the cesspool has had more memories of the Gold Strike Casino than I could tell you about. I have never shared this on air. God bless you, Sonny Landham. You know, I was down there with Sonny Landham one time. He came down and he ordered three women. He's in the back. Yes, he did. Oh, God's honest story. We were there. Oh, I wasn't married then. Oh, Lord have mercy. We sent them back, though. And they caught our food on. They were blowing fire. It was like Karnov and this guy. I don't know. Anyway, that was probably incoherent to everyone listening around the world tonight, but it made sense to us. Hey, but I tell you, Eddie, you... And my wife knows about that story about Sonny, so I'm not sharing anything that I haven't already shared with her. I told her about that right off, by God. But, you know, that was Sonny. Yeah. Sonny's a movie star. You know, that's how they roll.
That was like the Exorcist.
And we went to Sonny's wedding later on, and you know, that was before his wedding, too. But anyway, the biggest guest, arguably the biggest guest. Now, I'm partial to Pat because I got my start with him, and God bless Pat Buchanan. He's always defended us. Every time he comes on, he gets attacked, and every time he gets attacked, he defends us, and he defended us on NPR. But arguably the biggest guest to ever come on this show was Congressman Walter Jones, United States Representative Walter Jones. This was actually just a couple of months ago, and we're talking about the all-time biggest in the course of an eight-year history. Walter Jones was on. Eddie the Bombardier Miller made that interview happen. And Eddie has had his shares of hits or misses, but that was one of the biggest hits ever for this program. Walter Jones made a lot of news as a result of that interview with him, and he stuck by us and he stood with us. Eddie also had Ron Paul scheduled to come on the show. Didn't quite make it. Within 2 hours of appearing, he had to reschedule. Of course, one of Eddie's... Another moment. This is a hit and a miss. Paul Babu, the Arizona sheriff, who turned out to be a he denounced us, and then it turned out to be a sodomite, and he was molesting boys as a headmaster. I don't know if you knew about that when you booked him, Eddie, but Paul Babu, that story.
Well, I'll tell you what. I heard Paul.
Paul Babu was going to have Eddie come down to Arizona for a ride along. A ride along, Eddie.
I tell you what, and you know, I talked to his chief deputy. What was it? Gaffney was his name. Tim Gaffney, his chief deputy, invited me to come down to. At this time, Sheriff Paul Babu was a big darling of the Republican Party, especially in Arizona, because he was helping John, McCain shore up his message, his reputation for being pro endless, amnesty and immigration. Well, this Paul Babu was big time. He was pro border control and everything. Well, we got him on. I heard him on Alex Jones. Had a fantastic show, and we thought he was a hero. He comes on, and he said we were great Americans on the radio show. Well, a couple of days later, all hell broke loose, and like James said, I was scheduled to go there and ride along. And this chief deputy said, I said, well, look, I don't want to come down there with just a balloon in my hand or something. I got a .357 Magnum, and I got a .30-06 and a 12 gauge. Can I bring one? He said, bring them all. Bring one, bring all. He said, come on down here.
Well, it didn't turn out that way because he announced it before you could get there, but he loved us beforehand, and he knew all about this show before he got here. But anyway, one of the great moments in Cesspool history, the Paul Babu scandal. We got to take a break, folks. We'll be back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number 2, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Party, the birthday party continues now. We're moving on down the line. Peter Scoop Stanton was a guy who started emailing us from Spain back at least a half a decade ago, more than that, 05, 06. And he grew to become our international correspondent, now based near D.C. He is our national correspondent, Peter Scoop Stanton. Just goes to show you never know what an email can do to your talk radio career. Pete, are you with us?
Yes, I am, James. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my friend. Normally you hear from Scoop Stanton towards the final segment of each hour, of each show, I should say. You got him a little bit earlier tonight as he's calling in on the anniversary special. Scoop, the order of the show tonight has been favorite moments behind the scenes or otherwise, favorite guests, favorite on-air memories. It's the floor is all yours.
Okay, good evening, political cesspool family. First, I'm going to go over some of my favorite guests. First one, Sonny Landham.
Who was on earlier tonight?
Oh, of course, and I missed him. But I'm here at work in some secret location underground in the metropolitan D.C. area. But a couple weeks ago, Mr. Landham was on, and he made a boo-boo over the airwaves. Luckily, nobody filed a complaint with the FCC. Also, his hospital bed interview was literally jaw-dropping. Next guest, Brother Nathaniel Kattner. This gentleman was born and raised a Jew and became a Christian minister. And nobody has called him an anti-Semite. And he said things that the political cesspool staff that would be called every name under the book. But he's an excellent speaker, and he is full of you-know-what vinegar. And another favorite guest is the late, great Joey Vento. This gentleman was also larger than life.
The late, great Joey Vento.
Right. And I had the opportunity when I went to the Belmont Steaks in Belmont, New York, to stop at Gino's for a sandwich at 5 in the morning, and it was just as good as 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Some behind-the-scenes things I want to bring up is text messaging. I have in my hand some verbatim text between Mr. Edwards and myself. Without any further ado...
Which we're not going to read on the air for the aforementioned SEC guidelines.
Correct. That's why some things are labeled labeled censored. July 28th from James Edwards. I was thinking we could cover how we want to blank that Greek blank that got booted from the Olympics. As you recall, the very, very attractive athlete got booted from the Greek Olympics for speaking her mind.
It's not as bad as you think, ladies and gentlemen. He's exaggerating there, let me just say.
Oh. August 12th of this year from James Edward. Ha ha, did she give some welfare? Well, that was the punchline of a great joke, but unfortunately, yours truly deleted the text, so... that was forever in cyberspace history. Also on the 12th of August from James. I did think our liquor segment last night was some classy radio.
I remember that. I do remember that when the night before me, you, and Bill were, we were just basically getting, we provided a list of our top so-and-so, top three, top four, top five favorite beverages.
Right.
And none of them just happened to be, you know, none of them happened to be kosher for people under 21. But I remember that show. Normally, a text message between me and you involves our lamentations. Either one of us is at Chuck E. Cheese that night. And normally it's you, Pete.
Right. But August 22nd from James Edwards, I am at Chuck E. Blank Cheese.
and the blank was E, Chuck E. Cheese, of course.
No, I'm at Chuck E. Blank Cheese.
E, that's, and the blank was E.
Second E. October 3rd of this year, from yours truly. How bad is the economy? I had to buy a 40-ounce of Miller beer. Miller beer. Reply from Mr. Edwards, Eddie Miller beer.
That's right. Eddie Miller is the... he's the baron of the Miller beer family. And actually, Eddie is in studio right now, Pete, and he wanted... I don't want to cut your text message. I don't want to get in trouble is what I don't want to do. But other than that, I don't want to cut short your text message revelations here. But, and we do share some salty text messages from time to time, as you know. You're privy to that as a member of the crew here. But Eddie Miller wanted you to be sure to retell the tale of the time you came to town and we went to karaoke. I would tell you to tell the story of the time Eddie got booted from the venue with Congressman Marsha Blackburn, but I don't know how much time we have left. But Eddie wants to talk about the karaoke. He remembers that night well.
Okay, I'll make it quick. I tell the story time and time again. Okay, I got into town Friday night, did a live show. I was almost shot by the bombardier as they went to the men's room. The next day, the cesspool crew... me, the Bombardier, Mrs. Bombardier, Mr. and Mrs. Edwards, Winston, and Jeff Melton family went out to eat. And then there's a Ron Paul rally at Ranch USA. And we show up, like, typical cesspool style, and a discussion about trying to attract diverse people to the Ron Paul campaign was brought up, and Eddie just let it have it. Ladies and gentlemen, he earned the name the Bombardier. What you hear on the radio is what he is exactly outside of and off the air. And Mr. Miller was asked to leave the room for raising a ruckus. And meanwhile, James Edwards' head turned beet red like a tomato. And myself and Winston Smith were passing notes to each other like a couple of fifth graders. And I just wrote on the piece of the post-it note I had in my hand, "This is family, this is home." So later that night, we went to James's favorite hangout, and I was literally dragged on stage to sing "Run Around Sue," and people were hooting and hollering, and ladies were throwing their unmentionables to us, and I got a pair of Hanes boxer shorts. That last part was a goof. We were well received, and despite my protest, we were in harmony, and that was probably the top five events of my life.
Well, listen, it was it was very crowded in that venue that night, and I warmed up the crowd with my solo rendition of Bobby Darin's "Mack the Knife," and then me and you, Scoop, and you were fresh back from your tour of duty in the Navy at that time, and we were there with Winston Smith and Eddie.
Overseas, and I was, they sent me to Fort Leonard for training, and which was Fort Lost in the Woods, but I was... crap, I lost my train of thought. But at the bar, James, you said, "I got the beer." So you pulled out that big, thick wallet and pulled out a fistful of singles. And a good time was had by all. And unfortunately, the bombardier couldn't drink because he was on some sort of medication.
Yeah, he's on all that. He's so old, he's on all that medicine. It interferes with his social life, so he can't.
Right.
I've been trying to have a drink with the bombardier. You know, I first met Eddie when I ran for state representative. People won't know this. I ran for state representative in 2002, which was 2 years before the show started. I met Eddie then, and he later became a co-host, but we always stayed in touch. You know, I've known Eddie for 10 years now, and for 10 years I've tried to have a drink with Eddie, a drink of water, and he wouldn't have it. Fire water, as the natives called it, but he wouldn't have it. But anyway, but I don't think any of us did that night at the karaoke bar, because this is a family show and we're all good Christians here and we don't do that. We joke about it, but we don't really do it. But nevertheless, I warmed him up with "Mack the Knife," and then we knocked him dead. And we, meaning me, you, Scoop, and Winston Smith and Eddie Miller, knocked him dead with "Run Around Sue." And it was really, you know, there was a couple hundred people in that room that night. And the cesspool four, I don't know where Bill Rowland was that night, but we got the job done.
Right. I mean, it was like Woodstock, Altamont, and Isle of Wight concert with the Who Knocking Them Dead. All rolled into
Dion DiMucci's Runaround Sue, and then there we were. But it all started in Rota, Spain. You know, and you first came to know the show from American Renaissance, I believe, with some of our interviews with Jared Taylor. You started emailing us, then you started corresponding with us from Spain, and then you became a regular contributor to the show, and now here you are.
Right. What happened was I found American Renaissance, I found Council Conservative Citizens website, then of course I found the political assessment. Yeah, he emailed you and said, hey, great show. He said, thanks. And then I said, hey, I'm over in Spain. Can I be an international correspondent or something? And you're like, sure. And it's been done.
And the rest, hey, Scoop, all I can say is the rest is history because we're out of time. But God bless you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, I hope. Happy 8th year anniversary for TPC and the role you played in it. We'll be back with more folks right after this to wrap it up.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well. Or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur. Or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up 3 or 4 times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to cardioprim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Lab, late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard.
Perhaps the biggest of all the Halloween hits, Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. Monster Mash, and we've been playing Halloween music at the intro to each segment tonight, and great music tonight. My goodness, we should have just let the music take over, but unfortunately, work must intrude. It's been a great night tonight, ladies and gentlemen. No matter how hard you try, you can't cram 8 years worth of memories and recollections into 3 hours, although I hope we've given you a good representative sampling. You've heard from all the cast and crew, the current crew, Sam Bushman, of course, the owner of Liberty News Radio, the network that syndicates it, Sonny Landham, our first ever guest, Bill Rowland, Keith Alexander, Winston Smith, Eddie Miller, the co-host, Pete Scoop Stanton, the contributor, Art Frith, our great and legendary producer. Previous cast members, Eddie, that are no longer with us, include my co-host and original co-founder, Austin Farley. Without him, this show wouldn't be here. Jess Bonds, still remember him fondly. You go to church with him. Jeff Melton. And then the rest of us are still here. But, you know, we've covered so much ground over the course of the last 8 years, ladies and gentlemen. My God. Couldn't possibly work it all into this. I have had so many good memories, the speaking engagements, meeting so many of you fine folks. You know, speaking at the National Press Club last year was a highlight for me. The Euro meeting that we held here in 2008 and all that, you know, went on with that. The bomb threats, the death threats, the fan letters. I mean, you know, it all goes into the cesspool experience that we've had. But still to this day, my most profound memory, I guess, as host of this show, would have to be the email and subsequent phone call I received in the spring of 2007 from CNN. Yeah. You know, you're talking about a show that was founded by volunteers. We started the show in 2004 as a hobby. And it's grown into a cult phenomenon. It's grown into a national syndicated powerhouse. This is a show, for better or for worse, that is known around the world, truly known around the world. But to me, I think the biggest memory of all that I have, and we've had so many great guests, people like Pat Buchanan, who you know, we've had people, Sebastian de Balacazar was a Spanish conquistador, and we had a direct descendant of him, a direct descendant of a Spanish conquistador come on this show. You know, we've just had so many interesting guests and profound moments, but CNN, you know, they give me the call and they want to bring me on. And I think that's when I knew that this show was set apart from a lot of pretenders. And when you break that glass ceiling and you get into the national media, and you stay there, you know, I was a regular contributor on CNN in 2007, and I made a number of appearances there, three of which have been captured on YouTube, and we still have them linked on the website. But I was there more than that. But that first time I ever went to CNN, they called me and they said they wanted to fly me up there to partake in a segment on racial segregation. I was on the show for a full hour on Palazzo's show. But I remember that, and I remember flying up to New York from Memphis, direct flight on CNN's dime. It was first class all the way. I remember being picked up by a limousine and taken to one of the finest hotels in New York, and anything I wanted was on their ticket. And I remember doing the show, which I think went well, and you can still see that at our website. And I remember walking around Times Square after taping that first show on CNN, and I thought, you know, we've really made it. You know, this was in 2007. I said, the show's really made it. You know, you don't get to this level unless you've broken through something, the glass ceiling or whatever. And I remember that. And I remember flying home Remember where I ate that night? Of all the places in New York, I ate at a TGI Fridays and on Times Square. Would you see? Anytime they go to Times Square, you see that TGI Fridays, and I ate there, and everybody gave me a hard time. But you know, why'd you eat there? But I ate there because that's what I knew. It was a lot more expensive there than it was here. But anyway, and I remember flying home from New York, and I just kept saying to myself, you know, we've really made it. I got back home, and I went straight to the studio that night when we got back to Memphis, and we did a show. But, yeah, from CNN, my goodness, 250 newspapers have covered the work of this show. Sean Hannity, Rachel Maddow, Keith Olbermann, New York Times, Die Zeit in Germany. Eddie, you've done interviews with major newspapers in France, Australia, Newsweek magazine, all around the world. This show has been covered. Entertainment Tonight, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Hutton Gibson, a slew of celebrity gossip publications covered the show after his appearance. Howard Stern's talked about us. It just goes on and on. The legitimacy and credibility of this show is second to none, especially for this movement. The impact that we know we've had versus the impact for which we'll never be given credit, I don't know, but this show's been great. And we've existed this long because of you, ladies and gentlemen, in the listening audience. Sonny Lando came on the show earlier tonight. You donate to the show tonight, we're going to give you an autographed copy of his movie, just in time for Halloween. Predator, a great horror movie, one of the most successful action sci-fi films of all time. Folks, it's been a pleasure to be your host for the last 8 years. I hope we have many more years to come. That's all, of course, contingent upon the support we receive from the listening audience. But so far, it's been enough to sustain us, and we hope that that continues. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Halloween weekend. We're going to give you a little Halloween history right now. We hope you enjoy it.
From communion with the dead to pumpkins and pranks, Halloween is a patchwork holiday stitched together with cultural, religious, and occult traditions that span centuries. It all began with the Celts, a people whose culture had spread across Europe more than 2,000 years ago. October 31st was the day they celebrated the end of the harvest season in a festival called Samhain. That night also marked the Celtic New Year and was considered a time between years, a magical time when the ghost of the dead walked the earth.
It was the time when the veil between death and life was supposed to be at its thinnest.
On Samhain, the villagers gathered and lit huge bonfires to drive the dead back to the spirit world and keep them away from the living. But as the Catholic Church's influence grew in Europe, it frowned on the pagan rituals like Samhain. In the 7th century, the Vatican began to merge it with a church-sanctioned holiday. So November 1st was designated All Saints' Day to honor martyrs and the deceased faithful.
Both of these holidays had to do with the afterlife and about survival after death. It was a calculated move on the part of the church to bring more people into the fold.
All Saints' Day was known then as Hallowmas. Hallow means holy or saintly, so the translation is roughly Mass of the Saints. The night before, October 31st, was All Hallows' Eve, which gradually morphed into Halloween. The holiday came to America with the wave of Irish immigrants during the potato famine of the 1840s. They brought several of their holiday customs with them, including bobbing for apples and playing tricks on neighbors, like removing gates from the front of houses. The young pranksters wore masks so they wouldn't be recognized. But over the years, the tradition of harmless tricks grew into outright vandalism.
Back in the 1930s, it really became a dangerous holiday. I mean, there was such hooliganism and vandalism. Trick-or-treating was originally a extortion deal. Give us candy or we'll trash your house.
Storekeepers and neighbors began giving treats or bribes to stop the tricks, and children were encouraged to travel door-to-door for treats as an alternative to troublemaking. By the late 30s, trick-or-treat became the holiday greeting.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A little, A little history of Halloween here on this weekend before Halloween. Always my favorite holiday growing up. Now Christmas has supplanted it, but I can remember going to Six Flags St. Louis for the Fright Fest with my parents and my brother growing up, and just always loved Halloween. But I love y'all more, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for tonight. For James Edwards and the entire staff and crew who's been with us this evening on the special 8th anniversary of TPC, we appreciate you. If you appreciate us, let us know by making a donation at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're getting back to politics next week, back to the standard fare. We'll see you then.